This episode of Country Squire Radio is brought to you by Missouri Meerschaum and thispipelife.com. We thank them for their support of this show, and we thank you for supporting them.
Tonight on Country Squire Radio, it's a Thanksgiving special, which means we're tracking and packing, baby.
Ow!
Not only that, we also have a pipe question of the week about unique pipes and what that means for smokeability. What does that question mean? Stay tuned to find out. Also, we've got quick fire questions, listener feedback, a unique poem, some really precious gifts in terms of words
precious,
and art.
Absolutely precious.
Looking forward to it. Stay tuned, because it's all happening tonight on Country Squire Radio.
You're listening to Country Squire Radio.
Welcome to Country Squire Radio. I'm Bo.
And I'm John David.
JD!
Hey, Bo. Good evening, dude.
Good evening, man. How you doing tonight?
You know, I'm doing great. It's, yeah, man, this is really the most wonderful time of the year.
Oh, it is the season, my
friend. It is. I mean, you know, I know we're kind of, I don't know, those words may make people think we're jumping the gun a little bit, but this is Thanksgiving week.
Yeah, with Thanksgiving.
We can go ahead and start this, you know.
Man,
some of my favorite people are coming in town. You know, we had Pylorns come through today.
We had Pylorns in town?
Man, our very own James Foster.
You know what? He did actually text me to let me know that he was in Brandon, but I didn't know what that meant. Like, did that mean that he was going to be, like, heading to Jackson, or was I supposed to go to Brandon? I was so confused.
Well, you know,
it caused my brain to shut down.
It didn't work out.
He should have let you should. You guys, when y'all come to the Squire.
We have a way of doing that. You know, we just assume that you're busy a lot.
Here's what I'm suggesting. You know how Batman has the bat signal?
Yeah.
I think we should, like, on top of the Country Squire, we should strap on the, like, the bow signal, so that as soon as someone's in town, you flick it on and then ba-dang!
But the bow signal would be like a hairy foot.
Like a hobbit foot. Yeah,
like
I could be. Could be like just the microphone. Could be the Country Squire Radio.
Or maybe your newsboy hat.
That could be.
Yeah, I actually like that. Yeah, that might have legs. Yeah.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
But man, James came through. It was great to see him. Hung out at the shop a good bit today. I was in the middle of doing a lot of paperwork, so I didn't get the chance to hang out with him as much as I would have wanted to, but it's always great to see him. He shot a video while he was here.
What?
And the video, we're going to have some Black Friday sale stuff that is going on. I'll mention that in a few minutes. But, you know, this video was just straight up cheese, man. It was just like, I mean, as far as Country Squire commercials go, this is like, I mean, it's just like fine cheese.
I cannot wait to see
so,
it.
So, yeah, it should be, I think our listeners will have plenty of laughs with
look
it,
James is
anyway.
He's a content marketer, man.
He's
like
so
he knows
good,
how to create
he's
that
so
kind of
good
stuff.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to
absolutely
it.
But yeah, man, a lot of things you know, exciting happening here around the Squire. Man, our Country Squire cigars are actually back in.
Really?
We have Country Squire cigars. We'd mentioned this before.
Mm-hmm.
They're back in. They're in stock. We actually have them now available on our website to purchase. So
oh, nice. Okay.
So that's cool. So
gotcha,
anyway,
gotcha.
Just want to throw that out there.
These are the kind that
really,
actually have like
really
a band
exciting
on it too. With like
there are, we have those specially blended for our shop in the Dominican Republic. They're hand rolled by a great guy, Francisco Almonte, that does a really good job.
Out of curiosity, and this is only barely related, but when you were setting that up, did you also give them my Netflix password?
I did not,
because my Netflix.
I really want to see where this is going.
Well, no, my Netflix account got hacked. I noticed this like 2 or 3 days ago.
Okay,
and you know when you've got small kids, Netflix is like, you know, that is your relief pitcher. You know what I mean? Like, so I was going in to put
Daddy's
on.
Daddy's gonna drink. Go watch, you know, Snuffleupagus or whatever.
Not quite like that, but you go on. You put on the Tinkerbell movie, and it tells you can't do that because someone else is watching. You've got too many devices attached.
What does that have to do with me getting cigars?
Well, no. So this is the thing. I look it up, and I see that I've got all of these devices apparently in the Dominican Republic that are all streaming stuff on Netflix.
No way.
And all of my settings have been set to Spanish and everything, so I had to Google Translate the web page to figure out how to set it back so that I could then kick off all these
devices.
Well,
that's why those cigars are so good. People are, you know, sitting there watching reruns of, I don't know, MASH or something.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just wondering if when you were kind of working this out, you were like, oh, come on, guys, give me a good deal. You want free Netflix?
You want some free Netflix? Man, that's ridiculous. Well, I hope that works out soon for you.
We got it all worked out. But okay, so you got the new cigars.
We got the new cigars. Dude, what's going on with the Country Squire feed? Don't we have the...
Yes. At this point, hopefully everything should be taken care of. So, of course, we mentioned this last couple of episodes, but hopefully this will be the last time that I do mention it. We've been moving over from our hosting source in terms of where the content is actually hosted. There's a lot of different reasons why we've done this. And one of the biggest reasons is so that we can make sure that there are no more ongoing interruptions in content. That when something posts, it posts out, so you got it. Plus, it also increases the amount of content available to people at any given time. Basically, everything from episode 100 on is available to any new subscriber of Country Squire Radio, with those first 100 episodes being kind of a bonus to those that are willing to become patrons of the show, that sort of thing. But one way or the other, at this point, if you're not already on the new feed, I don't know what to tell you. Based on the numbers, it looks like most everybody is back on.
Okay.
So all of our numbers are coming in.
That's our biggest concern. You know, we just want to make sure people don't get any kind of interruptions or anything.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, but one way or the other, if you hear in your pipe communities that somebody's been having some issues with the feed or something of that nature, just let them know. Right now at CountrySquireRadio.com, there's a big red banner that actually has the new RSS feed if someone just needs to copy and paste it or something of that nature. But I'll probably be taking that down this time next week.
In the near future. Okay, good. Yeah.
So I'll leave it up for one more week just in case you need it. But hopefully after that, you should be good. Now, we want to make sure that we're staying in touch with all of you, especially as we dive into this holiday season. Of course, we've got a special Thanksgiving episode coming up now. We got a special Christmas episode coming up in the future as well. And what I'm really looking forward to as we go throughout the holiday season is for my voice to actually be better as we get there.
You're one sickly broadcaster.
Man,
you know that?
I'm powering through. That's what we
do. You're doing a great job. You're doing a great job. But every week it's like, you know, you come in and, you know, your voice is either gone or, I don't know, you're walking with a limp
It's just part of it, man.
No, man. It's just having a house full of rugrats, baby. That's it. Attracting all that stuff. What about our custom cob competition?
Absolutely. So our holiday custom cob competition that we've been talking about for the last several episodes. Now, the way this works out is you want to get yourself a Missouri Meerschaum corn cob pipe, and you want to paint it, you want to alter it, you can cut into it. Basically, as long as it is still smokable, it is eligible for this custom cob competition we have going on right now.
That's right.
You're going to want to send it in to the Country Squire. The address, of course, is mentioned on our Facebook page. If you actually go to the Country Squire's online website, you can also find the address there.
CountrySquireOnline.com.
One entry per person. All pipes must be smokable. Contestants sent to the Country Squire. The winner is going to get a custom corn cob trophy. It's going to be sparkly in the gold variety. And by gold, I do mean gold paint.
Bling, bling.
And all entries.
It's going to be gilded?
With gold paint. I want to make sure that it's clear that it's...
It's gold-colored paint.
Yeah. The color of gold will be involved.
Okay.
But all entries must be in by December 15th. And that's because... on that live episode that we do on December 18th, that's going to be our Christmas episode. That's going to be our Christmas special episode. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll be announcing the winner of that of the custom cob competition. And also, John David, I was thinking for our Christmas episode, we should do some gift exchanges on air. I was actually putting together my Christmas list, and as I was kind of writing you down, I was like, oh, you know what? I think I'm going to give him this on air.
You want to do that on air?
Yeah. Okay. We could do a secret Santa. And like, you know, we're like, everybody puts in, except it's just you and me. So, you know,
is it one of those things like where you draw the numbers out and whoever gets the lowest number is kind of screwed because they always get their gift stolen?
Yeah.
So if you give me my gift first, can I just steal your gift if I like the thing I got you better?
So we just get, that might be something to that.
Okay.
We'll work it out.
Right, we'll work on that.
One way or the other.
Okay.
So that's going to be fun.
It depends on if you've been a good boy or not. We'll talk about that.
It depends on what your definition of good is.
And that's true. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
Straight from the mouth of Tobacco Jesus. Look, all entries again must be in by December 15th because we do have that Christmas special coming up on December 18th. And we'd love for you to join us at CountrySquireRadio.com for that one then as well. So that's what's going on, man, as we're kind of ramping up to the holiday season. I know, man, you got some other stuff going on as well.
That's right. One other thing we'd like to announce, actually, with the Country Squire, of course, being a retailer, Black Friday is this coming Friday. And so we do want to make clear that we've got a couple of specials going on. 15% off every pipe in the shop at the Country Squire. So that includes everything from corn cob pipes from our friends at Missouri Meerschaum all the way to La Anatras and Costello's and Sarriacopo, Savinelli, Peterson, Stanwell, Brebbia, you name it. Every pipe in the shop is 15% off from Black Friday, starting this Friday, until the end of the month, which is the following Thursday. So starting Black Friday for a week, 15% off all pipes. And then also all tobaccos at the shop are going to be 10% off. So be looking for an email, some social media posts on that. You may need a coupon code to log into some of that stuff, but we're really excited about that and looking forward to sending you some delicious care packages for the holidays.
Man.
So, anyway, get excited. We're fired up. And also, you know, I actually failed to mention this, and I was going to forget this and then just saw these out of the corner of my eye. But everybody that actually buys a pipe within that time period, within that week sale, every pipe purchase is going to be entered to win a can of Balkan Sobrani and a tin of the Butera Pelican.
Oh, snap.
Which are two really hard to get pipe tobaccos. These are
With Pelican.
Real hard to get. Yeah, the Butera stuff. I mean, this is all, you know, just real small batch stuff, but real popular English blend. And these are, you know, things are just hard to get your hands on. So we're going to reward one lucky winner for every pipe purchased in that week time period. Someone, you know, you'll get an entry basically to win those tobaccos. And someone will take those away home for Christmas. So
anyway, awesome!
Yeah, man, just kind of a fun little perk.
Oh, hey, speaking of hard to get tobaccos. So as I understand it, the internet was working, and then it wasn't,
and then it wasn't,
and that's because you told the world somewhat unexpectedly. Because typically, when you got big news, like say you got Esoterica, and
that
stuff,
maybe there's some, you know, Penzance sitting back there.
Generally speaking, you give the scoop to Country Squire Radio. I thought that's kind of how this whole thing worked. But no, like, you know, it's everybody's chilling out. It's what day was that? That was a Tuesday, was it?
It was last Wednesday.
Was it Wednesday? All right, it was last Wednesday.
The day will live in infamy.
And you know, everybody woke up, they were brushing their teeth, they were, you know, getting ready for work, combing their mustaches, everything. It's a normal day. And then all of a sudden, you go to the Instagrams and to the Facebooks and the such.
Yeah, the Twitterverse.
Yeah, the Twitterverse. You just let them know, like, hey, guys. Hey, anybody want some Esoterica? Because I totally got some.
I have a little bit.
I got a little bit. And then, boom!
I broke the internet.
Man,
again.
They came rushing. It's like that meme of Jon Snow when he's sitting there and the entire, like, the charging forces of you know, his enemies are rushing towards him, and you stood alone with your little Esoterica, like, all right, just one at a time, guys.
Well, that's better than the meme of me with tobacco leaves going around over the top of me and then piling up on my tush.
Yeah, man,
it was, you know, it was really something. We had a kind of a fluke batch of Esoterica, and it was really exciting. It was a really large batch that we were very thankful to be able to make available. And man, I had to do a lot of apologizing and crow eating over the past couple of days because, you know, we put this stuff out there. We had done a lot of improvements to our website over the past website, meaning the Country Squire website, the store, you know, and so we thought the site could, you know, take all this extra traffic. We really did. You know, we were skeptical to a degree, you know, but we were like, okay, we've done some work on this. We think we, you know, have made some progress. And so let's do it and see what happens. We had over 10,000 hits.
Dang.
in one day.
Man.
And to see the actual chart of it is just phenomenal. You know, for our shop to have something like that, it was bizarre. Man, the phone was ringing off the hook. The site literally shut down in 20 minutes. Like I put the post out, and in 20 minutes the site was not accessible. You guys are very great, and we're so thankful that you found us, and we just need to be better prepared for you to come rush the gates.
I just imagine, like, Ty Lawrence, who of course was very helpful with the website,
right?
Everything.
No, that's
I've
right.
given her all she's got, Captain.
That's all she got. There's no more energy. That's exactly right. It was it was pretty amazing. So it was funny, you know. I actually posted a photo, and a lot of people have asked about this, but I posted a photo the next day of it was a picture of the inside of the Squire, and then right beneath it was another picture of all the furniture in the Squire turned upside down, turned over. you know, it's like, it was basically the gag was, okay, before Esoterica and after Esoterica.
Man,
right?
Yeah.
And we had a lot of folks, if you haven't seen that, go to our, you know, the shop's Facebook page or, you know, Twitter or, you know, Instagram or something like that. And take a look. It was a cute shot, but a lot of folks said, "Man, did someone Photoshop that? Like, what is that?" And it's cool that photo of all the furniture turned upside down and all askew, that actually is an actual photo of the shop from 1979 when we had the Easter flood here in Jackson. And the flood came in, it filled up. The shop was about halfway full of water, maybe 5.5-6 feet full of water.
Yeah, we would have been underwater.
Bo and I would have drowned. Fully standing. Anyway, so all that photo was in the aftermath of that, but it was just it was kind of opportune time to pull that out as a gag, just to say, to demonstrate what it felt like to be here on that day last week. So anyway, we'll try to be better prepared next time we get some esoterica in. Yeah, I promise.
The flood, the Easter flood, and the esoterica fall of 2017. Good stuff, man.
That's right. That's right.
Well, hey, you know, it's funny because like we were talking about this week, and I actually pitched up, oh, let's do esoterica, and you're like, it might be a little bit too salty to jump into esoterica as kind of a subject matter at this stage in the game. But you know, it wouldn't make sense.
I did get a few ugly phone calls that day, so you know.
Yeah, no, it makes sense.
But it's fine.
The thing is, like, you know, we got to keep with tradition here, and one of the things that we've done historically around the holidays, and I think it's kind of become something of an ongoing Thanksgiving special, is our Trackin' and Packin' episode.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Now Trackin' and Packin', this is kind of a series that was kicked off in the earliest days of Country Squire, like maybe even in the first 10 episodes of Country Squire Radio, where we first kind of addressed the idea of like, okay, well, if you're traveling, either, you know, I think originally it was like, well, what do you carry your pipes in? You got a lot of stuff, you got to put it in. And then it kind of became, well, how do you actually travel? Like, how do you go through customs with a pipe? Can you even go through customs with a pipe and pipe tobacco? And then kind of as it went on, it's like, all right, well, what is, you know, if maybe I want to kind of graduate, maybe I shouldn't just be using my children's crayon box to carry all of my pipes and accessories, as I still do occasionally. Maybe I want to upgrade a little bit. And what kind of great cases and what kind of great methods are there for actually traveling with your pipe?
That's right.
And
that's
that could
right.
be going to cross, you know, across the river and through the woods to grandmother's house for Thanksgiving, or it could just be going down to your local pipe shop. And so with that, we bring you this year's Trackin' and Packin'.
Trackin'
episode.
And Packin', that's yeah. right. Well, you know, like you mentioned, this is a time of the year when so many folks hit the road, and I'm constantly amazed at the lack of emphasis our industry puts on this really important thing. It's like, you know, people come in, they buy all these knickknacks, you know, they're getting into pipe smoking, and they've got your tamper and your cleaners and five different types of tobacco and your pipe, or maybe three pipes, and you know, on and on. It's like, what do I do with all this? Like, you know, they got all this fancy equipment and they're running around with a Piggly Wiggly bag, you know, just trying to tote this stuff around.
Right.
It's amazing. So,
hey, Piggly Wiggly bags are a lot harder to come by than they used to be.
No, that's a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it is. There are probably whole armies of hipsters out there that collect this stuff.
Oh, man, you kidding me?
So anyway, yeah, we do like to do this. A few things we'll talk about tonight, just some different ones. Now, if you're watching live, you're going to have the benefit of actually seeing some of the things that we mentioned tonight. But we're going to be as descriptive as we can so that if you're not watching live, you can get on and Google to find these objects pretty quickly in order to find, you know, the right fit for you and all that kind of stuff.
Theater of the mind.
Yeah, man. We're going to try to be as descriptive as possible. That is always one issue with this particular series that we do, and also with the pipe shapes that we do. We have to wax poetic about, you know, all the different. We just have to be as descriptive as possible.
It's a good challenge.
For people of limited vocabulary, it can be difficult.
Oh, well, thank goodness we've got John David Cole.
Well, I was talking more about myself and less about you. But anyway, so the first one, and I always am amazed at how much I love this pouch. And this is actually my personal pouch that I've been recommending just in spades this year over and over as I've gotten to love it more and more. This is the Peterson Deluxe Leather Two-Pipe Combo Pouch. It's a Peterson product, and it, you know, very fine, soft, supple leather, but it's very firmly put together. A lot of these leather goods that are pipe related are, you know, the leather seems like it's a very high quality leather, but a lot of the stitching is kind of suspect, and just the, you know, fabrication of it and that kind of thing is just not as, you know, you kind of wonder under, you know, regular wear, regular use, are these things going to hold up? And what Peterson generally does is really solid when it comes to their pipe leather. It's funny, people have kind of given me a little heat of late because some of my Peterson opinions, you know, and it's funny. I think as far as all of the major pipe manufacturers that are out there that still do their own leather goods, so think, you know, all the major guys out there, I still think of all the, you know, the big manufacturers that, you know, are just synonymous with pipe smoking that are out there. Peterson, just as far as price and quality, you know, standpoint, just where those things meet up, I think Peterson's the best. I just think they are when it comes to leather goods. I really do. They're amazing. This is their Deluxe Leather Two Pipe Combo Pouch. Now, if you're, you know, familiar with normal combo pouches that you can get for your pipe, generally you've got a zipper or a flap on the top where you can put the your tobacco. This, of course, has this that in there. It's a vinyl pouch that'll hold about 1.5 ounces of tobacco comfortably. And then it holds two pipes on the bottom. All that's really standard. So we've got just a real generous kind of pouch here on the bottom. And it's actually got room. There's four loops on the bottom, maybe for different pipe tools. You could put some knickknacks in there.
So you can put your mint, your little minty strips.
I have my Listerine cool mint strips in here. And what's great about this particular one is it's big enough to hold, you know, a couple of, you know, small to medium sized pipes or one, you know, good sized pipe. Mm-hmm. You know, and typically in here I've got my Stanwell Trio in here right now, but typically I'll put my Savinelli Petite and my Costello in here. And this is kind of my go bag, right?
Yeah,
I've got one of my largest pipes in here and one of my smallest pipes in here. And that's just kind of a nice variety for me. This bottom pouch that also carries both of the pipes is really, really nice because it's big enough to be able to tote some other things in there. So a lot of times I'll put my lighter in there, an extra lighter. I have my Listerine strips in here. I'll keep a handkerchief in there sometimes. So, you know, if it's more convenient that way to, you know, wipe off the end of my tamper or something like that, or maybe some napkins, you know, can put that in there.
What I like about that style, man, is it is very, petite to some extent, right? Like it's much smaller, but as you say, it can carry potentially.
It can carry a lot, which is convenient, and it is a handy size. But the the reason I put this in this episode, and the reason why this particular case really, really shines, and is unique to a lot of cases that is in its same price point, is that the deluxe leather two pipe combo from Petersen, it actually has an external pipe cleaner sleeve.
Oh, yeah.
And an external tamper sleeve. And so on the outside of the pouch at all times, you have accessible at all times, without opening really anything, a pipe cleaner and then also your tamper. And so your tamper and your pipe cleaner literally just fit right there.
Dude.
And so, you know, it is so incredibly convenient, particularly if you're driving or, you know, in the middle of some kind of activity. You don't have to unzip and re-zip anything. It's just always right there. It's got this handy little kind of button over fly thing that you can just kind of leave unlatched if you like. And this is one of the few I've ever seen that has this really handy, spot for your check tool and also some pipe cleaners on the outside of the pouch.
Yeah, did it actually come with that check tool or is that?
It didn't. No, this is just a standard check tool that will
fit right in there.
It fits perfectly. Yeah, it really does. And pipe nail will also fit. I'm just a fan of the check tool.
It's flush on the back.
It's flush on the back. Yeah. You've got, you know, this flat part. Which makes it a little easier. You know, if you have some kind of specialty tamper or something like that, it probably won't fit, but it's perfect for a check tool. It's really made for it. Anyway, the Petersen Deluxe Leather Two-Pipe Combo Pouch, it retails for about $55, holds two medium-sized pipes or one large pipe and the tobacco. And then also, you know, I think the main selling point here, of course, is going to be that external tamper and external pipe cleaner sleeve.
I mean,
yeah. This is what's made me far and away. I can't tell you how many leather goods I've owned for pipes, and this is by far the best one I've used so far.
I mean,
yeah, it's great.
I will say this, man. I mean, I think for me personally, the biggest selling point of this one in particular is really the size.
Cause it's
so convenient.
Yeah.
And I mean, one of the things a lot of people will want even, you know, larger sizes of this, they carry more pipes, carry more things.
Yep.
But for me, when I'm traveling, I'm just not the kind of person that's going to like take my entire collection with me when I'm on the road.
No,
so
yeah,
something like
absolutely.
This, like literally the box that I use, the little metal tin box that I use is about this size.
It's about that shape.
Except the check tool like rattles around in there and nicks the side of the briar and everything else. So this is way better than what I've got.
At least this will keep you looking kind of classy.
Yeah, exactly. So, you got the classy look. So that's great.
Some other Petersen leather that I'll mention tonight that is really popular. I actually don't have it with me tonight. The Avoca products from Petersen. So they have this whole line of green leather goods from Petersen, right? We actually, every time we get them, they tend to sell out. I just sold a piece yesterday or the day before yesterday. Otherwise, I'd have one tonight. The Avoca products, they actually, people call them like the avocado product or the avocado leather because it's all this really beautiful, deep, you know, supple green leather. Comes in traditional shapes as well. So, and you think of Petersen Irish, you know, we kind of, the Petersen folks like to run with that. And so,
they like to run with the Irish then, don't they?
They do.
Oh, what do we lads they are over there with their pot of gold?
They do. As a matter of fact, most of your pot of gold will fit inside the Avaka leather goods. But a couple of them are so nice that it might take you most of the pot of gold to purchase that leather good. So it just depends. But anyway, those are great too. Keep a lookout for those as well. So moving on, a lot of folks have been recently enjoying hard case leather goods and hard shell leather goods. And this is one of my favorite value pouches that is currently available right now. This is made by Rossi. Rossi, really old Italian pipe brand, that dates back to the late 1800s and actually currently is owned by Savinelli. So you'll see a lot of Rossi shapes and you'll be like, that's a Savinelli shape. Mm. And it is. It's just, the Savinelli basically has two different brands now. They have Savinelli, which is their premium brand, and then they have Rossi, which they've kind of turned into their, it's more of an entry level brand, right? But Rossi pipes, wildly popular. We sell tons of them at the Squire, really good value. The finishes on them aren't quite as spectacular as the Savinelli's and all that, but just a really good everyman's pipe. Love Rossi pipes. And so anyway, they have some accessories, with pouches and things of that nature. And so this is the Rossi two pipe combo pouch. They call it a pouch, but it's actually a case.
It looks like a luggage.
Like a piece of luggage, like something you'd put your fancy eyeglasses in.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Something like that.
A tiny piece of luggage, but a little bit bigger than the eyeglasses. I'm really curious to see what that looks
hard,
like on the inside.
Hard shell case, you hear me kind of thump on the outside of this thing. It's just a really protective barrier there. You've got a very versatile case. So you open it up, it's got two zippers on it that go all the way around this thing. This is a red case. It also comes in blue.
Look at that.
Really
it's got
nice.
Red on the outside, blue on the inside.
It does, yeah. And then also,
just such an odd color choice.
Isn't it funny? I know. But
it kind of looks like it belongs in like a kindergarten class when you open it up.
Yeah, it's like you talk about your crayon case. But this is something that, you could use actually for your pipe. So this has two loops in here for your pipes, nice. And then it's got this kind of versatile little
kind of a catch-all bag.
Side catch-all pouch thing that's off to the side, and it's a long pouch, so it's just long enough to hold anywhere from like an ounce bag of tobacco to pipe cleaners to all your lighters and accessories and things like that. It's a netted pouch, so this is not something you're going to dump loose tobacco in, but it's just a real versatile, fun little pouch to put a couple of pipes in and all the accessories. Real tiny, kind of nice fit. It fits well in your hand. Yeah, very stylish. This, again, red. It also comes in a bright blue.
It's like Spider-Man red and blue.
It really is. Yeah, it's really, really a lot of fun. It's interesting. I've actually sold several of these Rossi pipe cases to cigar smokers. I'd never really thought about this, but I had a couple cigar smokers see it and immediately zone in on this. This case is really, really handy for cigar accessories. Because it's got a hard back like that, you can actually tuck not only a couple cigars in there, but it's a perfect way to keep, your expensive cutters, your lighters, things of that nature. If you've got any expensive, cigar accessories that you just like to tote with you, it's a perfect size for that. So actually, a lot of folks that aren't even pipe smokers have found other uses for this, but really inexpensive. This is only a $25 case and just something that is super, super versatile.
I mean, honestly, it does like the color scheme is very much. Do they make other color schemes besides this?
No, it's the red on the outside, and then they also have a blue on the outside. So that's it. Yeah, just real simple case, but really popular.
Like, honestly, that right there, I mean, again, I when I think about traveling with my pipes, I do think about like what this is going to do in my suitcase and how it can be protected.
No, exactly.
And so, something like a hard case, like when you busted this one out in particular, I immediately thought of recording equipment. Because a lot of times when traveling with recording equipment, you use very similar cases in terms of the materials here. So,
very
protected.
Folks look at some of these expensive pipe leathers and, there's so many beautiful pipe accessories that are made, but they're like, man, I'm rough on my stuff. I don't know necessarily how protective that's going
to
be.
You don't want to be rough on your stuff, man.
Yeah, you can be rough on your stuff occasionally, But anyway, we'll talk about something else now. But the but the two pipe pouch, with the hard shell from Rossi, just really... really handy and protective. Another one we'll mention just a couple more here tonight that we'll go over. This is a company. This is an old pipe brand. that has been around a long time, and they still make pipes. You can still find their pipes, and their pipes nowadays, just to be real honest, are, well, they're not particularly popular, and they're also, you know, just not the quality that they were, you know, back in the you know, 60s, 70s, and 80s. But the brand I'm talking about is Joby. Joby Pipes, which has been around forever. That name, you know,
have we ever used to talked be, about Joby?
Haven't talked about Joby before. Huh. You know, yeah. when I you know, started working at the Country Squire, 6 years ago now, we had a tray of Jobys in here that probably dated to the '80s, you know, and those were, I mean, those pipes had just been in here for a long time. Eventually we moved those, but some old Jobys that you'll find occasionally, you know, it's just one of those brands that is not, as popular anymore. And they do make pipes. They're just not quite the same quality that they used to be. But one place Joby really shines and continues to shine for whatever reason is in leather goods and pipe leather goods. We've got one here tonight that I'll show you. This is a really cool pouch. It's actually just a button pouch. It's you know, probably the size of an index card, like a large index card, and it's meant to hold tobacco. But when you look at it, you see two different flaps on the front outside of this pouch. So there's a black flap, and then there's a brown flap that kind of over and underlaps each other. And you're like, what's going on here? And the beauty of this, and I love what Joby did here, is they have a pouch that holds two different tobaccos separately.
Ooh, okay.
And so you've got kind of the front part, which is going to hold the bulk of your tobacco, and it's actually kept in a separate compartment from the back part, which can hold a totally different tobacco.
Wow, so you've got the bigger one for your White Rose and the back one for anything other than Lancaster.
That's exactly really interesting. Exactly. You nailed it. Yeah, so for that one time you feel like smoking crummy tobacco, you know, you at least got a little bit back.
Man, there. White Rose is amazing. Is it the best tobacco in the world? Let me just compare this with anything. Oh, yeah, White Rose is the best tobacco in the world.
Right. Exactly. Man, it's a really cool little pouch, and I've seen these around. This retails for about $28, just nice supple leather. Joby, you'll see a lot of their stuff. They've got this really nice kind of gold leaf. It says lambskin on there. And Joby, I'm telling you, they don't, you know, you don't see a lot of their pipes anymore. But if you ever see Joby leather goods out there for sale, do yourself a favor and pick up a piece of them. They really make top-notch leather goods for pipes. And that's just, you know, something that they've maintained over the years, which they should be very proud of because they're very nice.
You know, you mentioned the various folds, and if I could kind of describe it, it's almost like the way this folds in makes it look like a reverse envelope. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
the exact inverse of an envelope.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard to explain it exactly, but yeah, you've got these kind of two angled flaps that fold over each other. So you can tell from the outside of this pouch that it has almost two compartments, you know, but they kind of overlap each other. It's really, really nice.
It's so nice. I feel like I could take a nap on this. You know what I mean?
I know, right?
That's like the most comfortable pillow. So this is very specifically just your tobacco.
That's right. Like, yeah, this is just going to be for your tobacco.
Inside something else.
Yeah, you put that in something in your bag or whatever, or your pocket, but this is just for the tobacco.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
The next piece, of course, this is kind of
what you'd put it in.
And this is something you could put it in. Yeah. This is a piece that over the past couple of years has kind of taken the pipe accessory world by storm.
It's kicking it up a notch.
Kicking it up a notch. Of course, our friends over at Fourth Generation Pipes and Eric Stokeby, Eric, a good friend of the show, have, you know, a couple of years ago, they came out with their premium fourth generation pipes. Along with that, they came out with some pipe leather goods, which were really, really spectacular. All, you know, high end stuff. You could just tell from the get go that they wanted to set their products apart for a piece. And so, what they did, they came out with something that I think is very unique. This is a pipe smoker's messenger bag. Now, this retails for about $135. It's going to be, you know, something that is, you know, you're gonna pay a little more for, but it's still, you know, for the everyman pipe smoker that wants something, you know, nice under the tree, or you know, just to kind of have if you go on a trip or anything like that. This is definitely going to be something that is reasonably priced, but will definitely set you apart a little bit.
Yeah, so. think like full size messenger bag.
Yeah,
not quite full size, but pretty daggum close.
It's pretty close. Yeah. I mean, it certainly could, you know,
it's not going to hold a laptop, but anything that pre-laptop is in going.
That's
in this.
Exactly right. Yeah. That's exactly right. So yeah, it's designed to hold four pipes, and so you open up the front flap. The flap has actually got concealed magnets in there, so you don't even see the magnets. They're just kind of in there, And then they have these nice little kind of contacts. And so you'll open that up. It's got this really trendy but muted burnt orange underneath. And then it's got this really handy spot in the back that actually will hold a tablet, which is nice. So you've got just the right size for, you know, for an iPad or a Kindle or something like that. And then the beauty of this, of course, made for pipe smokers, is that it's got four pipe loops inside of it. And so the fourth generation, you know, messenger bag, it has four pipe loops just right there, easily to, you know, easy to access right from up front. The folks I know that use this really, really do love it. And it's got a pouch specifically designed to hold one or two tins, depending on the size.
Man.
So just really, really handy, convenient. It's got a nice large pouch if you want to put some more pipe, you know, related stuff, or you'd like to, you know, throw a couple books in there or accessories, whatever you would put in a normal messenger bag.
This is one of Eric's.
Really classic. Yeah, so that's a Eric Stokoby fourth generation product. And Eric and company, they knocked it out of the park on this. It's also got a zipper pouch on the back that, you know, could just hold papers or anything like that. So really nice.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I love this, because, I mean, there's loops in almost every single crack.
That's right. That's right.
You want to carry.
Yeah, imagine just a really handy kind of, you know, smallish messenger bag, but meant for the pipe smoker.
Okay, so last year when we did Tracking and Packing, like, the theme, I think, overall was, like, a lot of really big stuff. Like, everything was huge. And, like, tonight, a lot of this stuff has been kind of smaller up until we get to this one in particular.
Yeah.
And like, what I love about this, because I remember thinking last year, like, man, these are really cool cases, but I don't feel like, for me personally, the kind of, like pipe smoker I am, I don't need that much space.
That's right.
But this is, like, this is different, because this is space that's, like, not just the pipes. This could actually, like you say, be the iPad, the books, and everything else.
Yeah, you put other stuff in there, too. So, particularly if you're traveling, you know, you're, you know, flying or whatever. I mean, this is literally the perfect size for a carry-on. So, you know, or your personal item, I guess, if you, he's going to try it on, huh?
Look, I'm just going to... Yeah. You know, no, I'm just letting the people see what it looks like.
That's
right.
That's right.
That's good.
I'll just know if you break it, you buy it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And he takes it off, right?
I don't want to buy it if it's broken.
I know. Yeah, I know, right? But man, just a beautiful piece from fourth generation. So, and they make other leather goods that are much smaller that you can find as well. So one other thing, of course, we always refer people to, if you don't have any particular leather good or pouch or anything like that that is suitable for you, or you're just looking for something much more simple and maybe economical, we always tell people to get or use a cigar box, right?
Yeah, man. Absolutely.
Cigar boxes are great. Again, you know, we've got new pipe smokers. They'll come in, they purchase all this stuff, and, you know, they're getting ready to leave, and they're like, what am I going to put all this in? You know, you've got your tamper and lighters and just all the stuff. And of course, when you leave the pipe shop, a lot of times it's really handy to just pick up a cigar box while you're there. And so anyway, we highly recommend that, as we've mentioned before. It kind of cool tonight. So, you know, as many of you know, if you've listened to Country Squire Radio for a long time, the Country Squire, we're, you know, a very old shop. And actually, you know, we don't just do pipes, we do cigars as well. And because we're so old, we have a standing account with Arturo Fuente Cigars. So we carry their Opus X cigars. Ooh. They're really high-end cigars, really hard to get, some of the hardest to get, most sought-after cigars in the world, and have been for years and years now. But Opus X, when Fuente makes Opus X, they put a lot more time and effort into the box for these opuses than they do any other thing in their line.
Interesting.
Now, and Fuente already makes beautiful cigar boxes, but they're Opus boxes. I mean, you can literally turn them into a humidor. I mean, they're just that high quality. They're beautiful boxes. And a lot of folks covet these boxes. Matter of fact, if you go on eBay or somewhere, you can search, you know, Opus X box, Opus, and then, you know, the letter X box. And you'll find these. You know, some of the really hard to get Opus boxes are, you know, can be, you know, pretty expensive just for the empty box. You know, they're just, just beautiful. Anyway, I've got one here tonight. And again, you know, we don't get a ton of these cigars, but because our shop is so old, we do have a limited amount that comes in occasionally. And we don't sell these boxes generally because they're so beautiful and we use them for different display purposes.
Yeah.
They really are gorgeous, but,
Would you say it's kind of the equivalent of getting wine in like a wooden crate?
Yeah, like, that's right.
It's very rare.
You know, if you're buying, you know, a really premium wine or a premium scotch or something that comes in some kind of, you know, exquisitely carved, you know, thing that just makes it stand apart that much more.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So Anyway, a lot of people covet these boxes. And so what we're going to do, we've got this this Opus X box.
Oh, it's heavy.
And yeah, it's really nice, beautiful. You know, they really are some of the most beautiful boxes. It's got brass hinges and all this kind of stuff on it. And so next, you know, again, great thing to put all your pipe smoking accessories in. It'll hold, you know, plenty of pipes, tobacco, all that kind of stuff. But the box in itself is just really gorgeous. So what we're going to do, Bo and I actually decided we happen to have a couple of these boxes sitting around the shop that are extra, just because we just sold out of our last shipment of Opuses. And so we're going to give one away.
We're going to give one away, man.
So to cap off this, you know, our discussion of tracking and packing, next week, to one lucky Country Squire Radio Pipe Club member, someone is actually going to win this if you're a Pipe Club member.
Oh, man.
And so, anyway, we're really excited. It's just, you know, just one more little thing that we can do to reward, you guys. It's a beautiful piece. And, one of those boxes that, you know, even if you don't use it for putting your pipe stuff in, you'll find some really nice use for it. And, again, people collect these all over the world. So, we think whoever wins it will be really happy with it.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Yeah, but this will be, we'll draw for this next week. One of our Country Squire Radio Pipe Club members will win this, and we'll be happy to send that your way.
Hey, great excuse to join the Country Squire Radio International Pipe Club if you haven't already. CountrySquireRadio.com is a place. There's a big banner that says Join the Club. Love to have you there. And yeah, can't wait to give this away to one lucky club member next week.
That's right. Awesome.
Well, you know, we love talking about, you know, the tracking and the packing, but the question is, what do you pack into these various containers
into your track?
Now, we already know that, you know, you'll be packing some premium quality White Rose pipe tobacco.
That's right.
But what are you going to smoke that in?
Yeah.
Well, you're going to smoke it in your favorite pipe. And of course, we're talking about your favorite pipe from our good friends at
Missouri Meerschaum. That's right.
All right. Now, this is a really interesting pipe that we've actually got sponsoring this episode. This is a pipe we've talked about before.
We have.
Yep. This is actually a collab pipe, a collab cob. If you will.
A collab cob.
I'm sorry. Was that corny?
That was corny. But there's no more appropriate joke than a corny joke.
Exactly.
Than when we're talking about Missouri Meerschaum.
So. Now this is a Dagner Poker Pipe collaboration between Missouri Meerschaum and Dagner Pipes.
It's the Dagner Poker from Missouri Meerschaum. It's just a beautiful, kind of not quite a nose warmer, but definitely a shorter pipe collaboration there between Jason Dagner and Missouri Meerschaum. Beautiful. You know, straight up and down corn cob there with kind of that black stained rustication on the outside. Really, really handsome pipe. It's got the, you know, faux cob shank, which you're used to seeing in the Missouri Meerschaum pipes. Typically sits at an angle, so it's, you know, going to be the poker. Some people may call it a cherry wood, but very generous bowl, tallish bowl for a pipe of this size, nice pocket size pipe. And I think where this pipe really shines, other than just being a very handsome pipe to look at. This is some of the most premium stem work that you will find from our friends at Missouri Meerschaum. The stem work on this pipe is fantastic. They really did themselves right here. So it's got a beautiful metal mount accent, stem accent
nickel?
There. I'm not sure if it's nickel. I would assume it probably is, but not positive. But anyway, just a beautiful piece there, and it's got this really handsome, thick black stem, very high quality stem. This particular Missouri Meerschaum does not use a filter, and so this is a filterless pipe. Just really clean lines. I mean, just a super modern corncob pipe that you will be very proud to tote and very, very proud to be seen smoking. So anyway, a lovely pipe from Missouri Meerschaum. They of course make excellent pipes at a very reasonable price, and we highly recommend them.
Yeah, and hey, if you've got this particular pipe this week, be sure to smoke it. Take yourself a selfie smoking it. We'll retweet that. You tweet it to us. We'll retweet it. There's a lot of tweeting going around.
There's a lot of tweeting.
It is a good way to...
We encourage that with Missouri Meerschaum.
Absolutely. It's a great way to let them know you appreciate them for sponsoring this show.
Pipe question of the week.
All right, man. Pipe question of the week this week comes in from Benjamin McMullen.
Hey, Ben.
All right. Now, this is a great question, man. He asks, what are the drawbacks of very uniquely shaped pipes or quote unquote artsy pipes? I'd love to have a unique pipe to smoke, but understand that the cost is pretty high. What kind of problems could I expect to see when pipes have a more unique shape as opposed to, say, a more classic shape? And again, this
really
pipe's coming in from Benjamin McMullen.
Yeah. You know, really interesting question. Yeah, so I mean, Benjamin is basically asking, you know, so I want, you know, one of these different shaped pipes, an oddly shaped pipe You know, not necessarily a billiard or a bulldog or a oompaw or something like that, but something that stands out. What are some things to expect if you're going to go in that direction with a, you know, uniquely shaped or as he says, an artsy pipe? You know, and there's always a benefit of having some of these pipes in your collection, right? You know, pipes are all going to smoke differently. You're going to oddly shaped pipes like this give the artist a lot more opportunity to follow the grain of the pipe. And so sometimes the more oddly shaped the pipe, the more beautiful it is because the artist has license to follow that grain. Think about before we've done an episode on blowfish pipes, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Where the carver literally lets the grain tell them where to go with the pipe. And so you've got in these oddly shaped pipes, they're just not bound to the traditional parameters of a billiard or a Dublin or any of these kind of things. And so So you do have that benefit of that. One thing about standard shaped pipes, though, that you will miss here is that, you know, there's a reason there are so many billiards made. There are a reason there's so many bulldogs made and so many, you know, pots or Dublins or brandies or whatever. You know, these are just tried and true shapes, right? They're going to typically fit well in your hand. They're going to be, you know, handy as far as, you know, your pockets and accessories go. A lot of pipe pouches, things that we've discussed here tonight, are designed for some of these more traditional shaped pipes, right? And so you might be like, oh, well, this blowfish pipe or this freehand pipe that I've got that is a unique shape, you know, it's a nice size, but you need to think, you know, is it going to fit in my travel pouch? Is it going to fit in my, you know, messenger bag or whatever? You just kind of have to be thinking about what accessories you're going to be using with this pipe. Also, pipes like that don't tend to necessarily hold in your hand as well as other pipes. So again, you know, I'm just a fan of the classic straight billiard pipe. It's something I'm a sucker for, and you know, it just tends to fit my hand well. A lot of pipes with funky lines or profiles just don't really palm well. You know, a lot of times also they won't be good clenching pipes. You know,
they might poke into your fist or something like that.
Yeah, you know, it just they're just not quite made either for your hand or they're awkwardly shaped enough for clenching. Another thing to keep in mind too, this isn't always the case, particularly. You know, you won't see this as much with American artisan pipes because they're just so well made. But sometimes funky shaped pipes also will not run pipe cleaners as well, just because they're coming at different angles and things of that nature. Then also, you know, if the bowl comes up on the side, around the side, it might be easier for some pipes to, you know, have a char. So when you light your pipe, you know, the flame of the pipe goes directly into the bowl, but on some shapes it's easier to char the rim of the pipe than on others, and so a lot of times on these funky shaped pipes you'll experience that as well. So just some things to think about. You know, you're obviously going to, you know, pay a higher cost for, you know, an artisan pipe that has a weird shape typically. You know, just problems to expect with a unique shaped pipe, things like not being able to clench it, where am I going to store it, will it run a pipe cleaner, you know, things of that nature. But other than that, you know, if it's a well-made pipe, it's very likely you'll have a good experience. Typically, I will say, oddly shaped pipes are not pipes you're going to pull for every day. And so it's something like, think of it like this, Bo, like, you know, your favorite dessert, whatever that is, right? You love it, but if you ate it every day, you'd get tired of
diabetes.
It.
Oh yes.
Yeah. that too, which we're well familiar with, but, yeah, but you know, if you ate it every day, you'd get tired of it. Right. Well, a lot of your more unique, you know, pipes that just stand out from a, you know, funky perspective are going to be that way. Just when you, you know, when you hold them, you're like, man, this is a great piece, but it's different enough to where if you use it all the time, it could kind of ruin it. It's not simple enough for daily use. And so it's hard to explain. Maybe some people would disagree with that notion, but I find that true in my collection anyway. So the simpler the pipe, the more I tend to turn to it on a regular basis anyway. And so I think if you do have an oddly shaped pipe, it's something that you probably won't smoke all that often.
That's a special occasion pipe.
Special occasion pipe. Great way to put it. But anyway, great question, man. Yeah, we appreciate that.
Again, that comes in from Benjamin McMullen. Hey, if you've got a pipe question of the week, send it in, show@CountrySquireRadio. Again, that's show@CountrySquireRadio.
Quick fire with the Squire.
All right, quick fire question.
Ow!
All right, man, these come in from our good friends over at thispipelife.com. More on thispipelife.com in just a minute. This is actually specifically from Rusted Rail Pipes over at thispipelife.com.
Ooh, Rusted Rail.
Rusted Rail. All right, man. You ready to hear this?
Yep.
Pepsi or Coke?
Coke.
This one comes up from time to time. I'm more often Coke, so I guess Coke. And I think I once made the point that, like, oh, who cares? It all tastes the same. And then I got a lot of hate mail. So I have learned.
I do think occasionally Pepsi products have their place, but I'm a Coke drinker.
Yeah.
You know, have you?
You're a Coke head?
I'm a Coke head.
Yeah.
Have you been? Are you aware that they've reintroduced? They call it Mexican Coke because it's actually produced
in
Mexico.
You told me about this.
But the Mexican Coke, it actually has real sugar in it, as opposed to in the American market, Coca-Cola uses, you know, high fructose corn syrup in their Coke, you know, which tastes fine, I guess. But this Mexican Coke, which they, you know, still manufacture south of the border, it uses real cane sugar. And they're distributing that, of course, in the United States.
So that Coke with the cane sugar, you got the cocaine.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's crazy.
That cocaine flavor.
From across the border. That's crazy.
I know, right? Yeah.
Wow. Are you selling that cocaine stuff here?
We're going to have the feds bust our door. We actually do sell the Mexican Coke here. So good, man.
Wow.
If you haven't had that, I would really highly recommend spend a couple bucks on
cocaine.
One can of Coke and one can of Coke with cane. Cane sugar. Drink them next to each other. I think you'll be pleased. It's a really good they have the Sprite with the real sugar in it too, and man, it's tasty. Really
All
good.
Right. Good deal, man. All right, this next one, RC Cola or Moon Pie?
Well, you have to do both.
See, so yes, I'm wondering if Rusted Rail Pipes is familiar with the podcast called Mike and Tom Eat Snacks, because they actually did, like, the first episode I ever listened to that podcast was one where they ate a Moon Pie and drank RC Cola.
Yeah.
And they personified the two. And I was like, this is the most brilliant combination in the world, RC Cola and a Moon Pie.
Yeah. I don't know. If I had to pick between the two, I'd go with the Moon Pie. RC Cola, though, these are Southern traditions.
Yeah, I mean, I would enjoy the RC Cola more than a Moon Pie, but I mean, like, the novelty of a Moon Pie, well, the novelty of both, that's a tough one. I'm going to go with RC Cola.
Okay.
Popcorn or pretzels?
Pretzels.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh,
I think especially those soft pretzels, you know, with the big pieces of salt on the top of them.
I don't buy that. I don't buy this whole like soft pretzel movement.
What the heck are you talking about?
No.
You sound like it's like Britney Spears or some crap.
I'm saying Britney Spears has been around a long time and so has a soft pretzel. What I'm saying is that this idea that a pretzel should be soft makes it just a doughy, salty thing that's in the shape of various things. Sometimes it's in the shape of pretzels. Pretzels are hard, crispy, and salty. They're not this doughy thing.
So you're a popcorn guy.
I'm a popcorn guy.
Okay. do you like the movie theater butter on the popcorn?
Just a little bit.
Yeah. See, I love popcorn. I love both of these things, but I just tend to like pretzels.
No, man. I'm stoked because I get to later on this week I'm going to see the Justice League movie in theaters.
Okay.
I'm not stoked about the movie. I am stoked about the popcorn.
About the popcorn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Should be fun. All right, man. And then we'll blast through these last three real quick. All right, ready?
Yep.
Hamburger, hot dog.
Hamburger.
Hamburger all the way. Mustard or ketchup?
Mustard.
If it's spicy mustard, but since it's not specified, I'll say ketchup.
Yep.
Tabasco or Texas Pete?
Ooh. Tabasco.
All right. What's Texas Pete?
It's similar to Tabasco, but a different brand. It's hot sauce. These are hot sauce.
But Tabasco is not just hot sauce. Tabasco is a cooking agent.
Same thing.
Texas Pete is
very versatile. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I like the flavor of Tabasco better, but that's just me.
Interesting.
I don't eat a lot of hot sauce anyway.
So. I'm going to have to say Tabasco just because I've never had Texas Pete before. But,
okay.
You know, it's one of those things. I don't necessarily consider Tabasco as kind of like I'm sitting here and like, oh, I need some hot sauce. Let me hit it with some Tabasco. Like, Tabasco is more like I'm cooking something and it needs some heat, so I hit it with the Tabasco. Like, if I'm going to, like, throw some hot sauce on it, I might do, like, the Cholula sauce if I'm going for more of, like, a, you know, Hispanic type of seasoning. But if I want, like, more of the Cajun-style seasoning, if I'm just hitting the food with it, I'd go with, like, Louisiana hot sauce or the Crystal hot sauce, which is not as hot, spicy, but you get that kind of taste. What?
I just love that we were going to run through these last three really quickly.
And, we ran through
them. And now you're...
Post commentary.
I think we should have Paula Deen on next episode. We can talk all about hot sauce. Yeah.
All right, man. Those again from Rusted Rail Pipes over on thispipelife.com. If you've not checked out thispipelife.com, you absolutely should. It's an amazing online community where you can meet other pipe smokers just like yourself and discuss things that are going on in the industry. Like, hey, if you find out that that your local pipe shop has Esoterica, tell them on thispipelife.com and then shut down their website.
And then shut down their website too, right? Yeah.
It'll be great. So y'all be sure to check them out. Again, thispipelife.com. When you sign up, be sure to use the code CSR at thispipelife.com. And it's Gene Boker. By the way, on Twitter.
That's right. Yeah, Gene Boker, a good friend of the show and of the shop. Man, Rusted Rail over there on this pipeline.
Tuning in live here on the live feed and getting some great
listener feedback.
Listener feedback this week.
Ah, what a nice segue.
Yeah, man, listener feedback this week. We've got some great listener feedback in. Okay, so this is kind of great because we got a little something for you, a little something for me. Sent in from some listeners. This first one, we'll take this first one. I got this earlier today. I think it's actually been in my inbox for a couple of days.
Okay.
Didn't actually see it till today. This is actually a poem that was written by Scotty.
Okay.
Scotty Cackley.
Okay.
And do you want to, you know, I'm terrible at reading.
Yes, this is well established. Yeah, so I'm going to read this poem that Scotty wrote for you.
Yeah.
He wrote this. I have not read this yet at all, so I don't know anything about this. Hopefully it's appropriate for our audience.
Extremely offensive. No, it's extremely.
Right. He calls it the white rose. All day long through the rain pour, the white rose blooms by your chamber door. It covers the floor, brightens the room, brings home that the light shall shine again soon. Taken to battle, blood-stained crimson, he is the one true king of Britain. Sir York, his highness, reigns from afar in Jackson, Mississippi. Behold, ye old tobacco bar. Christian name beau of old country squire, a face for radio, should you desire. Scotch his poison, tobacco his friend. You can find him in shop, ere Monday night's end. From Scott.
Man, Scott,
that was pretty fantastic.
Was that not brilliant?
I think you're tearing up a little bit.
I'm a little teared up.
That was really solid. His meter and verse is just it's on point.
I love that one. It's true king of Britain. See, Scott gets it
all the way from Jackson, Mississippi.
It's in prose now.
Behind ye old tobacco bar.
How about that?
Yeah, man, I love that. That was great. We ought to share the text of this. I think I might put that up
on the social media. I mean, appreciate it, Scott. It means a lot.
That was pretty great.
Now you also were gifted something. Now this is really really brilliant. Of course, as listeners know, you recently had a bit of a relationship status change.
And I did.
You became engaged.
I got engaged, man. I got this woman that was better than my dreams. I foolishly agreed to marry me.
it hadn't happened yet. Don't let her know.
I know, right? Yeah. Y'all don't give her the heads up on what she's getting herself into. But man, this was so special. To chalk this up to one of the most unique and kindest things that one of our listeners have ever done for me. So my fiance, her folks live in New England, and we took a trip right after the Texas Pipe Show up to New England to visit them, and got engaged. It was a total surprise to her. It was really fun that we could do that. I was happy that I could kind of hide it from her long enough to keep her surprised. But anyway, we got engaged in front of this lighthouse, and it's called the Nubble Lighthouse. It's in South Maine, right there on the coast of the Atlantic Ocean, and just a beautiful lighthouse. It's I think not quite 100 years old, but just been there a long time. Incredibly picturesque, and so we got engaged there. We take a lot of photos and post them on social media, which of course that's what people do these days to announce anything. And of course when I had to announce that I convinced this beautiful person to marry me, that we had to go and put all the evidence out there, otherwise no one would believe it.
So anyway,
there's all these great pictures of me and my fiance in front of this Nubble Lighthouse in Maine, and then a couple days ago I get this this big package from a address I'm not familiar with. Okay, occasionally this happens at the shop. And
normal occurrence.
Yeah, I mean,
strange package. Don't understand the address. Like, yeah,
that's, yeah. Oh, no big deal. It's the Squire. You know, it's just another Tuesday, right? Yeah. So anyway, and it's got a letter, and under the letter is a piece of artwork, and this is from Josh White from Longview, Texas. And Josh writes, he says, "I have been an avid cigar smoker much of my life. And a few months ago, a couple friends of mine turned me on to pipe smoking. Ever since, I've been listening to the Country Squire Radio podcast and have immensely enjoyed learning all things pipes, and especially enjoying trying the different blends of the Country Squire," which is very kind, Josh. Thanks for doing that. He goes on to say, "I had noticed on Twitter that you had proposed to your future wife at the Nubble Lighthouse. New England holds a special place in my wife and I's heart. She is from New England as well, and I proposed to her on Cape Cod, and we now spend our summers visiting her parents, and one of our hobbies has been trying to visit all the lighthouses in New England. It just so happens that my mother-in-law is a well-known artist in New England, and one of her specialties is painting lighthouses.
Man.
When I saw you had proposed at Nubble Lighthouse, out of curiosity, I asked my wife if we had visited that particular one. We had not. But ironically enough, my mother-in-law had painted it. He goes on to say, it was a painting that she had done as a quick piece. It didn't necessarily get any interest on her website. So she still had it in stock. And he was like, I've got the guy that's going to enjoy that. Josh goes on to say, we are giving a nice painting of Nubble Lighthouse to you and your future wife to enjoy. Wish you most happiness in y'all's marriage. And if you're ever in New England during the summer, give us a shout, and we will meet up for a brew and a smoke. Continue the awesome work on the podcast, and me and my buddies hope to make the pilgrimage to your store in the near future. We will definitely do our best to make it to the Fort Worth Pipe Show next year. Sincerely, Josh White. And so it's this beautiful painting from his mother-in-law. Wow. His mother-in-law, Catherine Heckamp, and Heckamp. And man, just such a pretty painting of that place that that is very special to me and my my future missus. And so just something really meaningful. We'll cherish that forever. And man, you've given us something that our kids and our grandkids will probably fight over one day. So
yeah, that's awesome, brother.
Isn't that awesome, man? Yeah. Anyway, just really kind. And we wanted to mention Josh on air tonight.
So. You know, we know that you guys and gals that are listening, tuning in, are so very talented. We never knew that you came from talented people.
I know, right?
How about that?
Yeah, and I tell you, Josh, if you're listening, or you know, if you catch this on the podcast later next week or something, send us your mother-in-law her website. You know, we'll get that back out.
We'd love
for people to be aware of her work. It's really just really something. So, and I love that she focuses on lighthouses, man, too. It's really really nice. What a special gift.
I love that, man. I love the way that the small world of the internet and the close-knit podcast community.
It just never ceases to amaze me. I feel at home every time I do this. I don't know. I'm incredibly thankful.
That's a great thing, man. Yeah. Look, we are very thankful for you, and no better time to say it than, of course, on our Thanksgiving episode. We know that a lot of you, as you're listening to this, it'll be going out on Wednesday, and so you'll be on the road, maybe heading out to Thanksgiving. Maybe you're coming back from Thanksgiving, and you're just like, I can't even deal with the family this week. Let me tune into Country Squire.
Let's go listen to Bo and John David.
Yeah, let's go to the family you choose as opposed to the one you don't. But one way or the other, we just want you to know that we're very thankful for all of you guys and gals that are tuning in, listening to the podcast every single week. It means so much to us. You know, those of you especially who are supporting the show through, you know, club membership over at patreon.com/countrysquireradio. Man, we are so immensely thankful for what you guys have given.
We really are.
So far this year, and just with everything that we've got in the works, it would not be possible without you. And so, by the way, if you've not done so already, we encourage you, help make this show happen. Head over to patreon.com/countrysquireradio, become a patron, become a club member. Help make sure and guarantee that you get great quality content every single week from the Country Squire. Also, we want to encourage you, for those of you who are enjoying the live experience of Country Squire Radio, you can join us on Monday nights. That's at 8:30 p.m. Central, 6:30 Pacific, 9:30 Eastern at CountrySquireRadio.com. You can also keep up with us throughout the week. I'm at The Real Beau York.
I'm at John David Cole, or you can catch us at the shop at @_CountrySquire.
And of course, the show's handle is at Squire Radio, and you can find all that information at CountrySquireRadio.com. Well, man, we're just a few days from turkey. Y'all do turkey.
No, we do turkey.
Okay.
Yeah, we do turkey.
Y'all do the turkey and the ham or something like that? Or am I thinking of Christmas?
You talking about a turducken?
No.
Because that's just nasty.
Yeah. But some people...
No, we do both. We always do turkey, but we generally will,
you mix it up a little bit.
A ham makes an appearance occasionally. Yeah. So,
guys, what you do?
Yeah.
My kids have been singing this Five Fat Turkeys Are We. Have you ever heard this song?
No, that sounds disturbing.
It's Five Fat Turkeys Are We. We spent all night in a tree. When the cook come around, we couldn't be found. And that's why we're here, you see. We're five fat turkeys.
Wow. Oh, it's cute. Yeah. I like that. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
I can see the little York family singing that. That's what
they do. Well, hey, man, let's go have a night.
See you, brother.
You've been listening to Country Squire Radio, a member of the Podastery Network. For more information on this and other shows, please visit podastery.com.